Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at a piece by Brett Allegray Wood called AI Infrastructure and Cost Management, Board Oversight of Cloud, Compute and Spend.
And this one is aimed squarely at boards and senior leaders, which is long overdue. AI costs are starting to show up in the accounts in a serious way, and most businesses don't have a proper handle on them.
That's exactly Brett's argument. Boards need to treat cloud and compute the same way they'd treat any other major capital outlay, not just hand it off to the tech team and hope for the best.
Which sounds obvious, but most boards don't have the language for it. They hear cloud spend and their eyes glaze over.
Right. So Brett builds a framework. He organises governance into four pillars: policy and risk, procurement and contracts, operational excellence, and measurement and value capture. The idea is that decisions escalate to the board at the right points, and operational teams can act within defined guardrails.
So the board isn't micromanaging the engineers. They're setting thresholds and demanding transparency.
Exactly. And one of the most practical things in the article is the KPI list. You can't govern what you can't measure.
What's in it?
Total cloud and AI spend, monthly and year to date. Spend volatility, meaning month-on-month variance and forecast accuracy. The ratio of committed spend to on-demand. Compute utilization, which is how much of what you've provisioned you're actually using. Cost per training hour, cost per inference, and cost per user or transaction for production AI services.
That last one matters a lot. If your AI product is costing more per transaction than it's saving, that's not progress. That's just a different cost center.
And Brett is explicit about that. He says boards should require reporting that maps spend to business outcomes, cost per incremental customer, cost per unit of operational savings, revenue attributable to AI capabilities.
So it's not we spent X on cloud this quarter. It's we spent X and here's what it returned.
Yes, the procurement section is where it gets interesting for anyone who's signed a large cloud deal.
Go on.
Brett says contract strategy materially affects predictability and flexibility. He recommends a mix of committed spend for baseline needs and on-demand for experimentation. But the critical part is portability. Boards should insist on exportable model weights, open APIs, and termination assistance written into the contracts.
Because if you're locked in and the vendor raises prices, you have no leverage at all.
And he makes that very concrete. He says boards should require management to present a scenario showing the impact of a sudden 30% increase in compute pricing, with suggested responses. That's the stress test.
That's a strong one. Most boards have never asked that question, and it's not hypothetical. Pricing moves happen.
The FinOps section is also worth your attention. FinOps is the mechanism for making cost discipline a cultural habit across the organization, not just a finance team exercise.
What does that look like in practice?
It means setting up internal unit economics, the compute cost per product or line of business. You can do chargeback, where teams are internally billed for what they consume, or showback, which is more of a visibility model. Either way, the goal is that engineers and data scientists can see the cost impact of their architectural choices.
So it's not the CFO chasing the tech team. The tech team already knows.
That's the idea. Brett says to tie team KPIs to compute efficiency and recognize demonstrable efficiency gains, incentives change behavior faster than policies.
What about the risk side?
The article flags concentration risk, where single vendor reliance increases your negotiating exposure and geopolitical risk. It flags cost surprises from runaway experiments, which need escalation procedures, and contractual lock-in, where boards must demand exit and supply continuity planning.
The runaway experiment one is real. Teams spin up large GPU workloads for a proof of concept, and nobody notices until the bill arrives.
Brett's control for that is immediate remediation authority, so someone has the power to shut it down fast when it happens.
So if I'm a board member listening to this, what do I do this week?
Ask your CFO or CTO to produce the quarterly checklist Brett outlines: current and forecasted AI cloud spend with variance explanation, the top five cost drivers, committed spend summary and renewal calendar, and a list of active experiments with expected financial exposure. If those numbers don't exist in one place, that's your gap.
And the full article is at anabu.ai. If you want this kind of governance working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit to help AI genuinely augment your team rather than just add cost.
That's a good place to start if you're not sure where your spend sits right now.